Now we can. We rolling?
Yep.
Okay.
Where do we start?
Where do you want to start?
Okay.
Saw an email for vacation.
Yeah. Susie is taking on the billing department duties, just, you know, the accounts payable due to the utility, plus the customer's billing and all that, plus her other stuff. And she's going to try to take a day off here and there as work allows, but she was concerned that if she got caught up into the work, and I don't know when Liz is going to be able to be back, that she was concerned about losing her vacation time. And she just wanted, you know, to bring it up to you gentlemen for your consideration. I don't know what the policies are and all of those issues. But if it was possible, if she could carry that over or possibly be paid for it, she's not looking for money. That's just an option.
She has had 2 weeks to roll?
Yeah, I believe so. I'll have to check again. She had taken some this year, so she don't have her full amount. I think it's like 2 weeks, something like that.
Whatever she wants, whether she wants to be paid or carried over, if you would just, my opinion is, right, just jot us a little note.
Okay.
My thought is with the circumstances in your office, we need to be a little more flexible because you are shorthanded. I mean, how I look at it.
It's working, but, you know.
We try not to, but anyway.
Well, we'll see.
What do you think, Danny?
I don't know what to think. I won't be sympathetic. I mean, as naturally as I can. Let's see. I'm not going to put this without it sounding. I'm in favor of helping her any way we can. If there's some way that she can work this out before we get to the end of the year, which that period of time is where we make the payover. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or she wasn't paid before then?
Well, she didn't even bring up the money part. That was kind of, we discussed it, and it was either she just liked to carry it over, the time, to have the time, or be paid for it, whichever's easier. She's not interested in getting any money. She just seemed to have her time.
What I think you're saying is wait till we get closer to the end of the year and see how much time she actually has.
See if she can use some of it, and hey, I'm not again paying her for that, but let's try to keep away from that as much as we can because we did have complications with it in the past.
Yeah.
And so let's do that. Yeah. See if she can use it and then come back to us. This is a different circumstance. Mm-hmm. We've got a person out of the office that's been injured that we think a lot of, and so let's just know when Liz
is coming back by then. That's two more months or so.
Yeah, and she just wanted me to bring it up, get it out there, and I've encouraged her that, I said, Susie, you just can't keep going. You need to take off, and I can answer the phones, I can look up accounts for people, and we can get by a day or two with you. You know, this place ain't going to stop, not that you're valuable, very valuable to us, but you got to take care of yourself too. So
I told her the same thing.
Yeah.
What about it? Do we have a past employee or a retired employee or someone like the lady that we interviewed that knew so much about government county business that we interviewed for the job that might be able to step in and help her? You know who I'm talking about? Lived out here at Red Rock.
Yeah, I got another job.
Somebody that could step in and help with the smaller stuff.
That's what I've talked with Susie about, and just answered the phone's a big help. You know, she gets into doing her accounts and reconciling the bank statements, and has somebody come in. If I'm not there, then she has to stop what she's doing. Somebody that could kind of direct people and do the I don't want to call simple tasks because they're important too. And then just stamping the bills as they come in. You got to sit down and you got to stamp received on every piece of paper that comes in there. Somebody that could do that would free her up to do other things to where maybe she.
Who we got? And we don't have everybody in house. I mean, we got everybody tied
it's
down.
Pretty tough. Yeah. If
I don't know if anybody we got free right now.
What I'm thinking is the 1,000-hour
program.
And that we could
we're using it with
some retirement
maintenance right now, but there's no one free there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the billing's not rocket science, it's something somebody could learn, but if I knew Liz wasn't coming back, we'd jump off into that, but I'm afraid by the time we train somebody
up. Without getting into too many details, when do you think you'll have an indication of what you're going to do with that position?
I'm hoping probably in a month and a half or so.
So you're going to be you're at least 45 days from getting any help in there right now.
I don't think, Dennis, the pastor of Presbyterian, is going to go see Liz again today.
Let's be sensitive to what's being broadcast with details because of the microphone and stuff.
Okay.
So,
let's not even talk about her.
Well, I guess my question is, if you think it's 45 days, do we need to go ahead and, we've got some great applicants that we had in our list. I mean, we could go give them an 80-hour, we can create a 100-hour program and get you help.
The 1,000-hour, you eliminate it at any time. That's right. Where they're hired on, they say, we can use you up to any certain period of time.
Well, I mean, in that way, if it's a temporary, just to get you guys through so that you don't wear all your employees out.
I agree.
That would be a help. And that's available. We've got some great candidates that
can we commit to John that, A, he can tell Susie that be good for her to use her time, but if she doesn't, by the end of the year, we'll carry it over.
Contact
whichever way.
Yeah, we're in favor. We just want to make a decision. I don't want to make a decision in September, but I'm in favor.
And B, we're open to part-time help.
Absolutely.
For you to work it out with. Y'all work that
out. Like I said, we've got names up there of people we finalists that we like that had good skill set that.
Yeah.
They may be looking for 60 days of work. It's right. Before Christmas. Who knows? I mean,
that would be great.
Go to the temporary.
We got temp.
Yeah. What's the name of that? Flex.
It's a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Okay.
Somewhere.
That'd be.
If you're open to that, go upstairs. Nikki's got the calendar, the big book, and of all the resumes.
Okay.
And she can point you to the ones that we finalists and all that.
Okay. That sounds good. The other person that we're talking about here.
Is that executive?
Let's go back to executive. That way.
Well, it's the other help.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. We want to talk about it, don't we?
Briefly, yeah. We can.
We have to. We're going to executive. Personnel.
Motion to go into executive personnel.
Aye. Second.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry, Jim.